And now I would like to have us continually ask ourselves, what's my purpose? If we are without a purpose in life, you know, it's like a ship without a rudder. And those of you who know me, I was in the Navy, and I was in a fairly big ship, about a crew of 1,500. And let me tell you, we hit some storms like you have no idea, water breaking over the whole ship. And yes, our rudder was intact because we were able to get from point A to point B with no damage. The rudder is what set us straight and guided us to get to our destination. And so we need to know what our purpose is. What's our destination? What would we like to do with the things for God? No sense of direction or purpose with a meaning is what it would be without a purpose. We all have a purpose and responsibility in particular, and that is serving in some capacity and holding forth the words of life. Let's continue to ask God for His direction and purpose for our lives. Now, another question we need to ask ourselves is, what have we talked ourselves out of that God is trying to bring you into? You know, it's very easy to talk ourselves out of things, and I believe we've all done this. I know I have on several occasions. We are not here for our own benefit. We are here for the benefit of others, those already here and those who are yet to be here. The church does not merely exist for its own benefit. It exists for the purpose of helping people find Christ, to know Him intimately, and to grow in grace, exercise their spiritual gifts, use their talents, share their faith, demonstrate their love, and to honor God with their entire lives. God knows our needs individually and does take care of you and I. We've experienced it time and time again. We do have purpose. God does have answers. But are we asking Him? Now, I would like to read some godly guidelines to walk by. And it's used in many other ways for guidance in our lives, but right now we're talking about, what purpose do we have, or what is our purpose? So for this, I would please ask you to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. In other words, your purpose in life, that you are called. Walk worthy in that. Okay, it's your calling. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. You know, when we're having a bad day one with another, you don't think of these things with lowliness, meekness, long suffering, patience. But you should. That should be a flag to say, hey, before you go off on the deep end, remember what God instructs you to do. And this is something that will melt hearts, that will get rid of any bitterness we may have, and that will help in serving a purpose. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. What's your purpose? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Is that enough alls for you? Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace, thank you, Lord, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, Christ's generosity in what He has done in His walk. Wherefore He saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Again, all. God is into that word. Verse 11. And he gave, and here is some of the purposes people have or could have, and they're available today. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Now, do you have to be one of those? No. But there's purposes in life, and they're not measured like, oh, this purpose is bigger than that one. Uh-uh. It's the love of God in your heart. If you're there to set up a seminar, so be it. If you're there to help with a fellowship, wonderful. If you're there just to say God bless you to someone, not knowing that they've been having a rough day, that's a purpose worth endeavoring to do and to be. So, let's continue in verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, or the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry. And that's what we do. We minister to people. Ministry is the whole group of ministering. That's what we do. We minister to people for the needs that they have. Everyone always needs help. Let that be your purpose. For the edifying of the body of Christ. We build up one another till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. In other words, we don't want to serve the purposes of the world, for they are deceiving. They don't have the heart of God behind them. It goes on, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That's what I was just saying. We need to go to God and ask, Father, what is it that you would have me to do this day? Help me fulfill my purpose. 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in, again, all things, which is the head, even Christ. And verse 16, I'm going to read out of the NLT. It opens it up a little bit bigger. Verse 16 says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. You see, you remember how God said in his word that we are to love one another, especially those of the family. It's not a hard thing. Now, this section that we just read offers the question, whose purposes are we to follow? The world's or the best purpose known to man? God's. Remember, ask. Now, in the Amplified, I would like to close with this verse, which really blew me away in lieu of what we're looking at. So in the Amplified Bible, please turn to Psalms 57, verse 2. Psalms 57, verse 2 says, I will cry to God Most High, and that He is, who performs on my behalf and rewards me, who brings to pass His purposes for me and surely completes them. How much clearer could that be? Like Reverend Bob Lindfeld shared yesterday, God's purpose for man is to live unto all eternity while serving all of our purposes as we stand firm in the one body. So this is a challenge that we must joyfully take part of, is when we wait, of course, we praise our Heavenly Father for His goodness and all that He is. But maybe after that, you could ask Him, Father, what's my purpose for today? Talk to me, show me, make it clear that I know it's not the world's idea, it's yours. And you know what? Get ready. Get ready. And if you think you haven't heard from Him, like I said, saying God bless you to those who walk by you is a big deal. I do it at work every day. And all I get in return are smiles and God bless you back. So let's continue to try and fulfill our purpose, whatever that may be. Each one of us has one, and they're all important. May God bless you and fill your hearts with His love. Amen?
Amen.
Let's get a recording.
I'm not sure if I'm in here.